Now, the rest of the story. Do you remember what cigarette advertisements used to look like? It was much more aggressive in decades past. For instance, some ads actually invoked the endorsement of the medical profession. Let me read you an ad from 1950. It's a magazine ad. Shows a doctor wearing a white coat, holding a clipboard, a stethoscope clamped impressively about his neck. Above the doctor is this, in quotes, "Not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels." The ad goes on to say, yes, these were the findings of throat specialists after a total of 2,470 weekly examinations of the throats of hundreds of men and women who smoke Camels, and only Camels, for 30 consecutive days. Not one case of throat irritation. And beneath this is pictured one of the examination subjects. In a cartoon balloon, he is saying, "It was good to have the doctor's word on it, but I knew Camel mildness agreed with my throat from the start." And finally at the bottom, "More doctors smoke Camels." That's what it says. Here's another magazine ad from the same year. In big block letters it says, "Doctor, will you make this nose test? It invites physicians to exhale Philip Morris smoke through their noses to see if it is not more pleasant than the smoke from their own brands." These cigarette ads, both of them, are examples taken from the May 27, 1950 issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. But now, wait a minute, this is the rest of the story. Remarkable as it seems today, the AMA Journal once regularly ran cigarette ads. The publication even permitted representations of doctors in the ads, apparently offered official medical statistics, all employed in the vigorous promotion of smoking. Then came that historic day for the AMA, a scrupulously documented 8-page article, volume 143, number 4 of the journal, a crushing condemnation of smoking cigarettes. The article was entitled "Tobacco Smoking as a Possible Etiologic Factor in Bronchiogenic Carcinoma." In short sleeve English, what that meant was smoking causes lung cancer, and the statistics seemed incontrovertible. The study quoted in the article was based on 684 lung cancer cases. The article stated, "We can reject the null hypothesis that smoking has no effect on the induction of cancer of the lungs. Furthermore, the temptation is strong to incriminate excessive smoking, and in particular cigarette smoking, for the following reasons. One, it's rare to find a case in a male patient who has not been at least a moderately heavy smoker for many years. Two, the use of cigarettes is much greater among patients with cancer of the lungs than among others. Three, the sex distribution of cancer of the lungs roughly corresponds to the ratio of long-term smokers. Four, the enormous increase in the sale of cigarettes in this country approximately parallels the increase of carcinoma of the lung." And when it came to cigarette sales, the AMA Journal knew what it was talking about. For the scientific condemnation of cigarette smoking, which you have just heard, this expose of cigarettes as a cause of lung cancer appeared in the May 27, 1950 issue. That's the same issue which included the cigarette advertisements, which I have also described. But wait a minute. Those cigarette ads continued to appear in the Journal of the American Medical Association for almost 4 more years. And now you know the rest of the story.